trailer that she turned into like a tiny house.
Call the work finance and audit committee meeting on Tuesday, March.
Did I give you the wrong?
Yeah, April 19th at 5:11.
I'm gonna see my plans about that in a minute, 2 weeks.
There is no difference to the flag of the United States of America. To the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
I'm a motorhome.
Seated.
Yeah, it's gonna.
Call, we have Director Tincher.
I'm here.
And Director Wargo.
Here.
And Calvin Louis, General Manager, is absent.
I'm stepping right across from them.
Okay, so since this is your first time on the Finance and Audit meeting, I'm gonna explain how this goes. We're gonna go to the Financials tab in your board packet, and on the first page we have the balance sheet. So this sheet here depicts what the district owns and what the district owes. And I'm gonna, whenever I point out to a specific item, I'll call it the line number, so it'll have the number on the left-hand side, and then that's the one I'll be pointing out.
Okay.
So currently the cash on hand that we have, so the combined cash with Chase and Leif balance, if you see on the right-hand side, the total amount that we have is $1,108,699. And the district's total liabilities, which is down on line 31, is at $783,437. So we always want to have more money than liabilities, which is what we have there. Did you have any questions on this page? Did you as well, Director Wardle? Okay, so now we'll move on to the profit and loss, and this is, let me find the actual description. It shows the monthly revenue and expenses, and then it also shows the current year to date, which starts back in July, since our fiscal year is from July 1st until June 30th.
So do you see the 75 up here? So year to date, 75%. So we should be ideally at 75% for all these hours. Mm-hmm. And if it's not, that's where she's going to call out where if it's above or below.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, the first column, it's where it says March 22, that's all of our expenses in March. And then current year to date is
from July 1st of 2021. And then the third column, fiscal year 21-22 budget, that's the total budget for the whole year. And then yeah, like she said, year to date, 75% is where we should be at ideally. And I'm not gonna point out all of the ones that are over or under, but I'm gonna call out a few. And then at the end of the page, if you have any additional questions, I can explain that.
Okay.
The reason why.
So we're gonna go to line 10, which is new account fees, water bills. So this account represents the fees to set up a new utility account. These fees are currently at $20 for residential accounts and $65 for construction accounts. These fees are hard to predict and can trend under or over budget, and year to date is currently at 53% due to that, since it's hard to budget. For line 13, basic facility fees, these are fees charged for new service connections, meter installations, and upgrades. These revenues are budgeted conservatively due to their unpredictable nature, and year to date activity consists of 2 3-quarter meter installations in July, 1 during August, 1 in December, and 1 in January. So it's budgeted really low just because we don't know what to expect. We got a lot more activity in that than we were expecting, so that's why it's 682%, which is crazy. I'm going to move down to the expenses under payroll and benefits. So on line 28, we have the customer account. So this account includes the amount of wages attributable to the customer service supervisor. Year to date is currently at 90% of budget due to a vacation cash out in November and retroactive pay in January. So since we adopted the new MOU for the union, the rates changed, and this budget wasn't like set accordingly to the new rates. It was from last year's rates. And then I also wanted to point out line 29, where it says customer accounts, vacation cash outs. That line right there is actually supposed to be grouped in with line 28.
So on the next month, you won't see that line. It'll just be combined in with 28.
Down on line 35, we have workers' compensation. The district makes workers' compensation installment payments in the first part of the fiscal year, and then like less frequently throughout. But year to date is currently at 89% of the budget due to the timing of the payments. That's all I was going to call out on this page, but if you have any other questions, I can explain those.
Okay.
So on the next page, on line 44, we have meters. This account includes the cost of meter repairs and meter testing. Year-to-date is currently at 34% of the budget. That one is also kind of hard to predict, so we budget a lot higher than, or we budgeted a lot higher than what we ended up using. So hopefully we won't even see that go up 200%. Down on line 56, we have trash pickup and office cleaning. Sorry, my page is a little messed up.
Do you have a new company?
Yeah, we got a new cleaning company, and when they started out, they did a deep cleaning of the office, so that's why it's already at 114%. For the next budget, it is going to be budgeted to the new cleaning company, but basically the old one, they weren't doing a thorough job, and when they were confronted about that, the guy just ended up quitting. It was kind of like a subcontractor from the company that we were using, but he just ended up quitting, so we had to find a new company. And that company hadn't raised their rates in like 5 years, or I think 9 years, since 2013. So finding one that was as cheap as that one was not possible. Down to line 60, we have supplies and equipment. This account includes the supply and equipment purchases for the district office. Year to date is over budget due to the timing of bulk billing material purchases. So we purchased new statements for the billing, and plus that also includes a bunch of other miscellaneous items for the office, like notepads, pens, whatever it may be.
Was part of the phone system?
No, that was actually under telephone. So telephone is actually back on track. That's line 55.
Okay.
It had been over budget in the past month since we had to pay for it to be all set up, but it's about back on track because we're paying less each month.
Okay. Actually, I didn't think to check that out.
Down on line 64, we have printing and publications. This account includes the printing and publication costs for any district notices or reports. The year to date is currently at 8% of the budget. It was budgeted a lot higher because it was based on previous years, but in those previous years we had, we had been advertising for vacant positions in the newspaper and stuff like that, and it was a lot of money that we were putting into that. But we have found some cheaper options of advertising, and actually one of the guys here says he deals with staffing water districts, so we're going to talk to him about that, one of those guys that were here at the other meeting. I'm going to go down to line 75, which is temporary labor. It does show that it's at 0%. That's because we didn't budget for any activity in this line, but we do have a new office assistant that's been helping out. She's most likely going to take over for the customer accounts representative when she retires, which will be in maybe a couple years, but she's coming in once a week just to help out, and that's why there is some activity in that line even though it's at 0%. Does anyone have any other questions on this page? On line 83, shop supplies and small tools, which is only at 6%. This account includes various shop supply and small tool purchases. Year to date is currently at 6%. I don't know if in previous years that there had been like bigger small tools or tools that we had purchased, but it was budgeted a lot higher than what we ended up have spent so far, and I'm not sure the exact reason for that. But I'll look into it so that we don't over budget next year. Down to line 87, we have tractor expenses. So this account includes tractor repair and maintenance expense. Year to date is currently at 94% of the budget due to a $1,000 charge for backhoe maintenance performed in July and then a $1,600 charge for hydraulic line repairs in September. And then I'm going to go all the way down to lines 108 and 109 under debt principal. So line 107, this account includes the principal payments on the DWR loan. Currently it's at 50% of the budget because there's only two payments that we make towards that, and one is in October, one's in April. So the other one will be sometime this month. We haven't received it yet though. And then on line 108, it's at 100% also because there's two payments throughout the year, but those are in September and March, so we've already made those payments. And then lastly, on line 112, we have the net income slash loss. As of March 31st, the fiscal year-to-date net income is at $218,808. So on the budget, you can see we're expected to be in the negative by the end of the fiscal year. Right now, we're still in the positive. So does anyone have any questions about anything? I don't know if you looked at the regular.
You guys have just had a heart attack. You know how much money is in this purse right now?
Oh.
Like 20 grand. Oh my God. Oh. I'm serious.
It's not good.
No, actually more. Probably like 50 grand. Oh my God. Oh. You know what I thought I did? I thought I left it at Starbucks.
Oh.
Because I'm closing escrow on a bunch of properties and stuff and trying to consolidate. Oh. So. With everything that's happening right now, buying and selling, and I've sold three properties and bought three, and it's a lot, you know. And then having this COVID and this lung issue, I'm not the same person where I could do everything upside down, standing on one foot. You know what I mean? Like my mind still wants to believe I can do the things I used to do, but I just have to accept I can't. It's crazy. And now when I see somebody crippled on the street or injured, I have a whole different, I mean, I always had the empathy for them and concern, but now I'm one of them. Do you know what I mean? So when I see somebody give me the loan, I'm like, oh my God. Oh,
thank you. Bye.
The good thing it was black, it blended into the scene.
So I was just going to say, I don't know if you saw in the regular board packet, but we're going to be going over next year's budget. Cindy Byram is going to come in and she's going to
go over it. Usually she comes in and goes over it with the finance and audit committee.
Yeah, that's what we had talked about.
So we can like look at it for full.
Yeah, so I don't think she's really anticipating that you guys are going to fully approve it during this meeting, but if you have any comments, bring it up and then she could come back. If that's why it's hard, we're doing it in April, that way we have a couple months to go over it. But does anyone have any other questions? Otherwise,
no? Well, the Finance and Audit Committee at 5:25. And this is for
no motion, right?
I don't know.
I still have that written off.